Happy New Year, everybody. I'm coming on here and I don't know, I kind of just had this mission to kind of create some sort of like solo podcast with just me. Part of it to increase my just like speaking skills into the camera. Just getting better for all of our stuff that we do here at Settle Down. But yeah, I kind of want to just talk and kind of a way just to, I guess, yap in a sense. And kind of just talk about whatever. I've got some stuff that I'm going to try to touch on or just have some talking points. I guess to start it off, I feel like these last couple of months have just been really crazy for me. Really the last year. I guess that's kind of why I am getting on here. I kind of want to make it a recurring thing, do this a little bit more. Maybe not a weekly thing, but every couple weeks, every month, who knows. But yeah, like, I guess with the new year, I know everyone tries to do new things, and I don't know, I've never been that type of person to want to do that. The narrative of new year, new me was just always, you know, very lazy to me or just off-putting. I just never liked it. I never came up with New Year's goals in the past. And I don't know. I think I'm trying to take a different approach to that and not just think because of the calendar, I can do different things. I've been trying to do things over the last couple of months, but really this new year, try to accomplish a lot because last year I feel like was a lot of change in my life, which is good, I think. Basically to go into that, gosh, I don't even know where to start. Last start of New Year's, I was working at a restaurant. I've always thought that's what I wanted to do with my life was just to, I guess, work in restaurants. And I kind of came to realization that it just really wasn't for me anymore. And really, like, looking back, I guess I had dropped out of college to follow that. And now I'm here, not following that anymore. But pretty much it started with that, working at a restaurant. It was not for me. It just slowly ate away at me. And I was like, damn, I'm not doing what I want to do anymore. And this really sucks. So then I got another job, working in sales for a company called NCSA, which one of my best friends got me that job, or at least helped me get that job. Put in a recommendation, and I feel like I learned a lot in that time. I only worked there for 6 months. It wasn't a crazy amount of time, but it was still enough time for me to, I feel like, learn a little bit. And I guess out of that, what I learned in working sales is I feel like I got my communication skills up a lot. Just having to think on my feet too, especially in sales. I was calling people, families, about getting their kid recruited for college. Worst part about it was half of those kids were not going to play in college. And it was a really shitty thing I felt like I was doing. kind of blowing smoke up these families' asses. Some of them, I mean, I'm not going to say that none of them are going to go to college and play whatever sport they're in, but I would say a good majority of them will not. And it just, it felt wrong to me. And it just wasn't serving my purpose. I wasn't making a whole lot of money. And I was pretty much up until October, to start off with, I enjoyed it a lot. I was learning. It was a new job, new skill to learn. And it was fun. But man, it sucked. It really sucked towards the end. And eventually, I had things in my life that happened and I was like, you know what? I'm quitting. I have no job lined up, but I know that I don't want to keep doing this. And I don't know. I don't advise it to everyone. I don't think that you should go and quit your job and go chase whatever. But for me, it felt like it was the right time and it all kind of worked out for me. And I'm fortunate enough that I could say that. I was really close to just going back to work in restaurants. And I mean, I st- still would to make side money now if I have to. But I was really close just going back full time to that restaurant or a restaurant. And every time I would apply to a restaurant, I was just like, this is not what I wanted to do when I quit. So yeah, it just was, I don't know. It was a weird time, but I obviously, those of you listening that follow us or follow Settle Down or anything, you've seen what we've been doing over the last year, really over the last couple of months, once football season started and hockey season, we've really started to do more stuff. And for me, I kind of realized like, wow, this is something I really like and I feel like I'm good at least on the back end side of posting and editing it and doing all that stuff. I was kind of hitting a groove and feeling pretty confident about it. So I was like, you know what? Maybe this is what I need to get into. And I kind of put more effort towards our podcast in that time. I didn't have a job. And then right as I was about to throw in the towel and start working at a restaurant, Tin Roof Tacos in Boise, I got a call. And it's from a man in Boise, and he has a podcast studio. Roberto, if you're listening, shout out to you. But yeah, he gave me a call and pretty much said like, hey, we're looking for hires. I know you sent your resume in or just information about a job opportunity back in October, end of October, when I quit. This is right before Thanksgiving. Anyways, after Thanksgiving, I reach back out and get connected and go and somewhat interview, I guess you could say. But just hearing him out and just hearing what the job was and what it was going to be. And I was like, you know what? Let's do this. Because what the job was is, what he had me doing was pretty much just doing video editing for podcasts. He owns a local podcast studio where basically their mission is just to get as many podcasts out as he can. And I felt like I aligned with that because of what I've been doing with Settle Down and all my friends I know wanted to set up a podcast and have it with their respective sport or just topic that they can talk about forever, which is, I think, the most important part of podcasting, which I'll kind of get into. But yeah, once I kind of saw those goals align, I was like, okay, this place is actually really cool. And I wanted to do it more. So I kind of went all in and I was like, you know what? I don't make a lot of money right now, but I think with money, it's just tough. Like a lot, obviously money gives you financial freedom and being able to do things and pay for a house that you sleep in. Like you need to make money somehow. But at the time when I was working for NCSA doing sales, I was like, how good is money if you're not doing what you love? Because for me, I was just like, yeah, you could make ends meet. And some people just have to do that. And I'm not in that point in my life right now. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to chase after something that I care about because it's just me at the end of the day. The only people I'm supporting is myself. Obviously helping out friends and stuff like that is important and family and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it's just me by myself. So I was like, why not make myself happy and chase after something? And I think that's really important for anyone that is listening. I know I have a lot of friends that just are, I guess, struggling. And I think one of the topics I would kind of want to get into is this age that we're at right now. All of us, at least my friends, are around this 23, 24, mid to early 20s. Kind of hit me hard. I just had a birthday recently and I hit 24 and I kind of realized that I'm in my mid 20s now. And it was kind of like shocking to me because I was like, I've just always pictured myself as being in my young 20s, very early 20s, but being 24, it's not far away from 30. I know it's still 6 years, so it's not like it's right around the corner, but it's slowly approaching. And I think everyone that's struggling right now, especially to my friends, if you're listening, is just to like kind of see it out, I guess. I've kind of had this trouble or struggle that I've been going through just since I dropped out of college, really, was following that and trying to see what my passion was and like what I wanted to do with my life. And I think that a lot of my friends that are that have graduated college are now entering that point. And I'm not saying that I have it all figured out. I don't think anyone does, but I feel like I have at least a grip on it, and I can kind of see my path and what path I want to take. So I guess in talking about this age right now, I think it's just tough. I've said this to a lot of people. I think it's just a confusing time where you're kind of stuck in this bubble of like, I just finished college, or if you didn't go to college, you're just trying to figure out what you want to do, regardless of what you did. Either you finished college or you didn't go to college, you're still trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. And everyone can say and try to think that they know what they want to do. Even me, I don't know that I have it all figured out, but I guess my one advice would just to be, is that find something that you care about so much that you're willing to do it for free, that you're willing to do it in your off time, do it late at night, do it whatever time it is of the day. It wakes you up in the morning and you're not dreading waking up, because I have had a lot of that. And I feel like a lot of it was, like, I stayed up pretty late in the last couple of years. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. I know my parents won't love to hear that, but you know what? That's part of being young. But I don't know. I think at this age, the most important thing is also enjoy your youth. You're only young for so long, so you kind of have to start providing for a family if you have one. If you don't, just taking your life more seriously, I guess. But yeah, this age is just very tough. And I think anyone listening that is, I don't know, struggling with that, I would just say that it does pan out, and you will find something if you keep looking. But if you settle, you're never going to find that. And you're going to wake up one day and not regret, because I don't believe in living with regrets, but you're going to wish you did something else. Or if you're always chasing after those dollar signs or those, whatever it may be, new car, new this, new that, that'll come along with whatever you do and whatever you're passionate about. That internal success will outweigh whatever money-wise, whatever that is, it'll weigh itself out. And yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of friends that have different passions, which is awesome. And I don't think that anyone should just settle for anything because it's a paycheck or something your parents want you to do. That's something I'm pretty experienced in, is not doing what your parents want you to do. And just, I don't know. I think it's worth more to you doing what you want than it's more important for you to chase what you want to do versus what other people want you to do. That's a good way of saying it. Yeah, I think that is the most important part of life. And again, I'm not acting like I have everything figured out, because I really don't. I'm just kind of using this as a platform to just talk and kind of get out all the thoughts in my head, I guess you could say. But yeah, another thing I also kind of want to touch on is excuses, because I feel like I've had a lot of those over the years on why I don't put more effort into the podcast. And I still do that now. I still have excuses why I don't want to continue to go or continue to keep pushing or continue to do this, do that. Why I won't go to the gym. I have plenty of excuses right now I can come up with, but I think that excuses are the number one way to kill your dream or whatever you're chasing after to do. If your dream isn't to have this crazy job that you love and you're fine with working a sales job that makes ends meet because you want to raise a family, that's totally okay, because that's your why, that's your mission, that's your what you're chasing after, right? So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And having the normal life of working 9 to 5, weekends off, and doing this, I know that that's some people's dream, is just to have a family, and that's totally okay. I'm not saying that's not my dream either one day, but if you're feeling lost or just feeling that you are not really sure what you're doing, I don't know. Actually, I was going to try to give advice there, but I don't really know how to, because I feel like you kind of just have to see it out and see it through. Because if you don't know what that is, okay, that's a good way of saying it. If you don't know what it is, keep pushing, keep making money, keep finding something that is your passion. Keep looking for that, because you shouldn't just settle for whatever job you're doing because it makes you money or whatnot. You should be proud of what you do. And if working at Walmart is your passion because you want to own a ton of Walmarts, go for it. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that if that's what you want to do. I think it is also tough because there are situations and times where sometimes you got to work 80 hours a week to make ends meet. And I respect anyone that does that. I've not been on that path of 80 hours a week, but I've definitely had the weeks where I've had to work a lot of hours to make enough money to survive or buy something that I wanted to, or just make ends meet, right? And sometimes you just got to struggle and eat that ham sandwich for dinner because you don't got any money. But yeah, I think excuses are a very good way to limit yourself going further, because you can always tell yourself there's always a reason why you can't do something. There's a reason why you can't start that podcast you wanted to do. There's a reason why you can't go and get that job you wanted to get or do that. But my biggest advice is just to don't listen to your own excuses, because it'll hold you back. It really will. I hope everyone listening has some sort of mission for this year or has some sort of thing they're trying to work on, whether it's your health, your like mental health, or I don't even know what else. I don't know where I was going with that. But I think another thing I wanted to say was just that life is short, and why not chase something that's crazy? Because at this age, if you're listening to this and you're a young age and you don't have a family, you don't have anything to do, or you're just feeling lost and you don't know, chase after that thing. Like, it's not going to run away from you. You're literally just getting one step closer and maybe farther. This is another thing. Everyone's path is different. My God, have I seen this, where everyone loves to compare each other, especially at this age and every age, really. Not just our age, but everyone loves to compare each other and look and see, wow, like, this person's got it figured out. Like, they know what they're doing. They're working a job that they love. And the minute you do that, you're setting your own self up for failure, because you don't know what that person's going through. People could have looked at me when I was 20, 21, seeing that I loved working in restaurants and I was doing that, and they were like, man, he's got it figured out. He's working at a restaurant and he's high up in the ladder, whatever you want to say. You could have looked at that and seen that I had it figured out, but in reality, I didn't. And yeah, I guess that's what I wanted to say, was just don't compare yourself to other people. It's not worth it. You don't know what they're going through, what they're thinking, what their dreams are. Who knows? They could be scared to take that jump. I know I was. I still am half the time. And you kind of just got to push yourself and jump off that cliff. I guess if I wanted to look back when I was a kid, I didn't take a lot of risks in things. Obviously, as a kid, you don't have the amount of stress that you have nowadays. But even a simple thing like a roller coaster, I did not want to do it. It made me uncomfortable. I liked being comfortable. And that's going to be a recurring theme that I'm sure I'm going to talk about, is just being comfortable. And I think it's easy to get trapped in that comfortable lifestyle where you know what you're going to get at this job. You know what you're going to do the next day. You know what the day is going to look like. You know what the paycheck's going to look like. You know what it's going to look like when you come home. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, having a stable job or making stable money, especially if you have other mouths to feed or other things to pay for, student loans, whatever it is. Everyone's got a different path. And that's what I'm trying to say, I guess. But I do think life is short and it's not worth settling. That's the one thing I hate when people do, is just settle. I know our name, our brand has half of that word in it, but I hate when I hate when people settle down, because you're not doing the best you can do in yourself. And I'm not saying that as in like settle down and have a family and all that stuff. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you're doing that because you don't want to try something or you grow up too fast, I think that that could be a killer too, is grinding through this job or whatever you're trying to do to make it up into the higher ladder and do whatever. You get there and you realize you grew up too damn fast. You didn't enjoy your youth. You didn't enjoy that time when you were 20, when you were able to stay up till 2 a.m. watching whatever TV show or playing whatever game you want to play or going out with your friends. You missed all that time that you had to do that because you were chasing some sort of, I guess, pressure. But it is different if you're like chasing towards a goal of something. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm kind of just rambling now, but I think there's a difference between if you're trying to push towards a goal or push towards some sort of thing in your life that you want to accomplish. That's a different story if you're doing that. But if you're just doing something to please other people and not yourself, yeah, that's what it is. That's when it's a problem, I think, in my mind. Another thing I wanted to touch on was kind of this theme of winter. And if you're like me and you live in a cold state, I live in Idaho, and right now it's currently 32 degrees and snow is on the ground right now. I've had a very, very negative view of winter over the last couple of years. I liked the snow. It was fun to kind of have that cold weather, but it got old really, really fast for me up until, I don't know, even around this time, January, maybe even more like February and March, which I will say Boise does have a longer winter than most states. And apparently we're going to have one this year too. But I'm trying to look at winter differently this year. Instead of, I guess, I loved, still do, but I loved summer. There was a lot of time to go out with your friends. Days were longer, more stuff to do. You could go outside and go by the river. You could go fishing. You could go floating down the river. You could go out with your friends drinking, and it's super warm out and it's daytime and you're at a rooftop bar, whatever it is, go on vacations. And I kind of felt like winter just sucked because you couldn't do that. But what I'm trying to do this winter is kind of focus on, I guess, the reset. What I mean by that is coming into winter, you kind of have this shifted mindset of just kind of resetting yourself. Whether that be staying inside more, taking care of yourself more, doing more of the things that you like to do. Don't have to sacrifice going out. Like, not everyone's doing everything because it's wintertime. It's a nice time. And I'm not saying that I hate summertime or I'm going to regret it. I'm going to have fun during the summer. But wintertime, I'm going to try to be more okay with it, I guess you could say. the cold weather does get to you. The lack of sunlight does get to you. But again, I mean, there's things you can do to get around that. It's just a matter of actually doing it. So we'll see if I do that. But yeah, I guess what I'm saying is just that winter's a good time to just reset. Hit that reset button. Watch that TV show. Binge that TV show. Sit inside. Play video games. Hang out with your friends. Watch a movie. Do whatever. And then when summer comes back around, then you're ready to roll and have some fun. Go on those vacations. Do all that fun stuff. But this is just a good time to kind of reset. And especially around the new year, I think everyone should try to have some sort of goal that they're working towards this year. It doesn't need to be super high-fetched, or you need to go out and create the next billion-dollar business or create the next Facebook. I'm not saying that, but just try to figure out a goal, whether it's yourself. Try to work on some things around your own health, whether it's more sleep, which I need to do for sure. More exercise I need to do. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good time to do that with the wintertime. So just kind of sharing that with you guys, because if anyone else struggles with that, like I did or have, or still do, I don't know. Try to take that look upon winter. See it as a time to reset and kind of take everything back. Yeah, I mean, 2023 was definitely, I mean, I think every year looking back on it has an impact on me, but 2023 was definitely kind of an eye-opening one for me in terms of what I want to do with my life. And yeah, if anyone's out there listening, and like I said earlier, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, find something that gets you up out of bed, excited to go to work. It really won't feel like work to begin with. I know it's a very cliche thing to say, and some people, it's just harder to find than others. And some of you might not find it till you're 30 or you're 35 or 40, but it's just, I don't know. Maybe I haven't found it. Maybe I think I have, but maybe one day I'll hate doing this. I hope not. I like it right now, and I'm not going to stop doing that. So that's my piece of advice for you listening out there that want the advice or need the advice. I'm hoping this podcast comes to you at a good time where you are kind of, that's something that's a challenge in your life, just trying to figure out what you want to do. Because it really, really is a big thing that happens at this age, at 23, 24, 25, even younger than that. I mean, kids who are 18 don't even know what they want to do, go to college. Any 18-year-old, if you're listening to this and you, or even younger than that, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, any of your friends that claim that they do, don't. They may say they do. And there might be three or four people that you know in high school that, okay, even kids now, or kids, even people my age, adults my age, I guess, at 24, if you look back in your high school, I can name about three people that I know that said, I want to do this out of high school and are still doing it. And you know what? They're only 24. So who knows? When they're 30, they could wake up and be like, God, I hated that. I can't believe I spent all that time doing it. And that's okay. Some people figure it out when they're 30, 40, 50. So like I said, everyone's road is different. Everyone's version of success is different. If it's money, cool. If it's a good job, cool. If it's raising awesome kids, cool. There's nothing wrong with any of those. I will say, if you're a money-hungry person, just know that that shit won't last. Because at the end of the day, you'll be sitting by yourself, and I guess you can cry on your yacht, so it's a lot better than some people where they cry, I guess. But yeah, my main point with that is that if you're chasing after money, it's going to run from you, and you're just always going to be chasing more money. But if you're chasing after a goal or some sort of mission that you have, I think money will come along with that. And it might be just enough to get you a nice 2-bedroom house in the prairie, and that's totally okay. Or it might get you a mansion out in the Hollywood Hills, and that's totally okay too. You just got to make sure that that is something that you are, that's going to make you happy being successful. Don't put your success in money. I don't think that's a good way to put that. Focus your attention on the things that, okay. How about this? Focus your attention on something that you could talk about for hours. I'm not saying if, I don't know, be realistic about it, obviously, but if it's something that you can truly be passionate about, I think it'll change your life just in like what you're searching for. Yeah. See if I have any other notes I want to get out. I know I've been doing, I've been podcasting for about a year now, not consistently, but I've been consistently podcasting for the last, I would say, 5 months. And I've loved it. And that's why I'm doing this podcast here, because I think it's kind of a fun thing to do, just talking to you guys one-on-one. And I guess, okay, I kind of want to talk about this too, was having a mission with like what you're trying to do, right? So I would say for what I'm trying to do, or what we're all trying to do at Settle Down too, is I know one of our main goals is to be entertaining. Put a smile on your face. I know that sports are a great way to do that. Just give everyone an outlet of their life, because life can be crazy no matter what you're doing, no matter what job. Even if it seems like it's the best job in the world, or you're having so much fun with it, there's still going to be times where you hate it, or you fucking hate it. And that's okay. Like that's what a job is. That's another thing. I'm sorry, but not every job is going to be lovely, and not every job is just, it's going to be hard. And I know that people get that, but I don't think everyone gets that. I think everyone wants to find something that you are passionate about, and that's good. You should be, like I just said in the last 30 minutes. But just do know that whatever you're doing, it's going to be hard work. And I guess it's not about, I'm stealing this quote, but it's not about working hard. Sometimes it's more just like hard work. I think the difference between the two, working hard would just be mindlessly doing a job that you hate, and you're working hard, you're grinding, you're doing this stuff to make money, to make ends meet, to buy a house one day, to have a family and all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm not shitting on anyone that has that lifestyle. If that is you, or you think that is you, I'm just challenging you to do something that you love. And yeah, I think everything is going to be hard work. Every dream that's worth doing is going to be hard work. Nothing in life that is great comes easy. That's something I've always had in my mind, of just like, you know, it doesn't come easy. None of this stuff that I've been doing is easy, or was easy at one point. It's always been a struggle at some point. There's always been a day where I did not want to edit someone's podcast, or I did not want to sit down and make a 30-second clip. But this is another thing I want to talk about in that, is motivation versus discipline. Motivation is a great thing to have, obviously. But I think that motivation will only take you so far, because you can be motivated for a second. Oh my God, I totally lost that train of thought. Jeez. That sucks. What I was saying is just that it's going to be hard work no matter what you want to do. Nothing worth all the glitter and glam and fame and whatever it is that you want in your life, it's never going to be just easy, whether that's even relationships too. It never just comes naturally. I know people say like, oh, find you a relationship where it just makes sense and you don't have to work hard. But you may think that now, but I guarantee you're in the honeymoon phase. I can put a price on that. Love is always hard work. I don't really want to get into relationships, but anything you want to do in life that's worth it is going to be hard work. Whether that's the gym and you want to become super fit, work on your health, eat better, drink more water, like whatever it is, it's going to be hard work. And that's totally okay. Because at the end of the day, I think that the journey is 10 times more fun than the end result that you have in your brain. I mean, you can see that with, if you think back on your parents, they, I don't know, they talk about, obviously the end goal of being a parent is raising a child who is one, a good person, successful, and is happy, I guess is another one too. But in that, I think, well, I don't know this for sure, but from what I've heard, the journey is all of it. And it's all fun because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're never done raising your kids, I guess. They're always going to be asking you for something. I know I still do. You're always going to be helping them. But from what I've heard, like, I mean, everyone loves when the kids are little or when they're babies. Like, I've heard parents, my parents say that too. And I don't know, that's kind of, that's the journey. That's part of the journey, is having them as a kid, and it's hard work from what I've heard. And I've witnessed it too. My little brother, he was a pain in the ass. He still is. I love you, Brandon, but, like it's hard work, and it's not just something that comes easy. And I think that's a problem that a lot of people have, is just trying to find something that's easy, or they think that they're going to wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I get to go to work today. And you know what? Some people, and I feel like I'm one of those people right now, I do have that benefit where I can wake up every day and say, I'm excited to go to work. But I will say there are days where I'm at work and it is a pain in the ass. I'm frustrated. It's hard work. But it's not that I'm not working hard, but I don't think, to me, it's not about working hard. I think it's hard work, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of all over this place. This is episode number one. I do want to talk about things more in the future. I'm going to cut it off around here. I'm just going to sign off here. And yeah, if any of you guys listening, friends or not, if you don't even know who I am and you're listening to me, thank you. I don't know what you're doing here, how you found me, but if you could let me know, that'd be awesome. Let me know if you liked it. Let me know if you want even friends at all. If you guys listen to this and you want to hear more of it, let me know. You can give me topics and I'll try to do my best to talk about it. I mean, I don't know everything, so I can talk about it the best of my abilities. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I love talking about sports. I love doing that. I love that what we're doing, but I kind of want to just come on here and, I don't know, have a podcast to myself where I just yap, and it's kind of my own little outlet to get better at talking to a camera, because it's awkward as shit. I'm in my room right now, by myself, and I'm talking into a microphone. Now you're listening to me right now, and I don't know, maybe it's awkward for you, but yeah, I'm kind of just like talking to you right now, whoever's listening. But yeah, this, apologize if it was all over the place. I'm still new to this, doing a solo episode, or I still do this in the regular podcast where we talk about sports. I kind of ramble sometimes. We all do. But yeah, one takeaway you could have for this episode is fucking go after it. Just do it. Nike. Yeah, I think it's a good tagline. Honestly, genius for them for coming up with that. Kind of lazy, but yeah, I just go after something that makes you, that you're passionate about. It's, life's too short to not do that. Get caught up, especially about what other people think. Frankly, I've been trying to work on that and it's tough. But at the end of the day, I've kind of come to realize, even in my own self, like, I mean, I'm not going to say and sit here and say that I don't judge people, because I do. It's a bad habit. But at the end of the day, I can't think of the people that I have judged in the past, or especially random people. If you're worried about what random people think of you, stop fucking doing that, please, because it really doesn't matter. You're never going to see them again. And if they are people that you see a lot and you're worried about them judging you, they're probably just, what's it called? They're probably projecting themselves onto you and like what they wished they could do better. Or if they're talking about the bad parts of you, maybe they're upset with themselves because they kind of see that side of themselves into you. And if I'm being completely honest, that's kind of a good title. Maybe that's the title of the podcast, if I'm being honest. We'll see if someone's taken that. I'm sure they have, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, if I'm being honest, I think every time I've judged someone or looked down on someone, it's because it's a part of myself that I don't like, and I try to point it out of other people, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that person. And it's something that I'm not good at. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but I know there are some. But yeah, I think getting over that, one thing is just putting yourself out there, and I've been trying to do that more. Post more stuff about the podcast, because at the end of the day, on social media, no one's going to think about this in 20 years, 15 years, 5 years, even a year from now, even 5 seconds from when they see it and scroll past you. They're worried about their own shit. They're seriously worried about how they're going to pay their rent. They're worried about what they can do to please other people. They're worried about what they can do better, whatever it is. They're more worried about it than what you're doing. They may say something under their breath or say something in their head, but unless they say it to your face, it really doesn't matter. And if they say it to your face, tell them to fuck off, because it really doesn't matter. It's your life, not theirs. And if they want to judge you for that, then I don't know. That person really sucks, I guess. They got some shit to figure out. And yeah, I'm going to close it off there, because I've been yapping for about 45 minutes. So yeah, thank you guys. If you listen to this at this point, let me know. You can text me or leave a comment on the video. Whatever you want to say, doesn't matter. If you didn't like it, give it a thumbs down. I don't care. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If this turns you off to the whole Settle Down brand or whatever, I don't know. Unfollow us, I guess. I don't know. Leave a hate comment, I guess. Take time out of your day commenting on my video. It actually helps us when you comment. So if you could, that'd be great, actually, if you could leave a comment. Whatever it is. If you hated it, let us know. It helps us out. So I'd like it if you gave me some nice things to say, but if you don't want to and you're upset with yourself or something, then go ahead, do that. Yeah, guys, we'll see when I do this again. Maybe if I'll try to think of more topics to talk about and stuff like that. But yeah, you guys have a great new year. Set some goals and go after whatever fires you up, because I know this is what fires me up. So I'm going to keep going for it. If you don't agree with me, I don't really give a shit. I might a little bit. but I'm trying not to. So I'm going to fake it till I make it, I guess. But yeah, we'll see you in the next one. This is episode 1. And peace out.